Our epistle lesson says, "For it is God who said, 'Let light shine out of the darkness,' who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." The light of the knowledge of the glory of God, catch this, in the face of Christ. Probably the Apostle Paul never saw the face of Christ, yet it seemed appropriate for him to use this language. None of the gospel narratives give even a hint of the physical characteristics of Jesus, not to mention the description of his face. But in Western culture, probably no other person's face has been depicted as often as the face of Christ in perhaps every conceivable medium. Now, of course, there are no photographs of Jesus, although one should remember that a couple of years ago, you could send a dollar to a radio station in Laredo, Texas, and receive by mail an autographed picture of Jesus. I remember that. Well, if God has shown in the face of inspired artists to give the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Christ, then we are indeed seeing many facets of that knowledge. There are many different faces of Christ, and they are portrayed through different cultural traditions, and probably every person in this congregation who has some nurture in the Christian church can quickly recall an image of the face of Christ, perhaps from a Sunday school lesson book or from a crucifix that gathered your attention on an altar, or perhaps from a portrait that was hung behind the pulpit, or even a stained glass picture of the face of Jesus. The church in which Jim Gustafson grew up was a simple frame building in Norway, Michigan, in the upper UP. Instead of pews, it had what at least in those days were called opera chairs, and the communion table was on the floor, and behind it was the pulpit in front and center, and what was properly called then the podium. Perhaps then you would look behind that podium and you would see the choir chairs. And behind that bank of chairs was a painting of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was by no means a distinguished piece of art. It was probably painted at the turn of the 20th century by an immigrant Swedish person, an artist who received a modest commission for his work, but it was vivid. In the lower left-hand corner of the picture was a figure of Jesus. He was robed in dark blue. He was kneeling, his elbows resting on a rock, his hands folded in prayer. And his face was upwardly directed, not terribly, but just slightly. And moving toward the upper right hand, you saw at a distance three disciples, all of them sleeping under an olive tree. Peter perhaps dreaming restlessly of the betrayal that he would soon do. And John, clear enough with the love shining through him. And the other, quite indistinct, no doubt had to be James. But most vivid in that picture was the face of Jesus. Properly, the face was not of a person in calm spiritual repose, but a face in anguish. No text was needed to make clear what Jesus was praying. "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." And yet somehow the painter managed to let this image of light shine around his face, even in his anguish. It was as if he had captured Jesus' willing second part of the prayer. "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Did one gain a knowledge of God in the face of Christ? One did. Far more effectively than a sermon, one could perceive the claim of an awesome God on his Son to be obedient, even in the midst of temptation. No God there blandly assuring cheap comfort. No God there in that face of a victorious Christ that one often finds in Byzantine icons. But there are so many faces of Jesus. The immigrants who commissioned that work of art had done something else to that painting. Above the painting, which covered the entire wall, were inscribed in Swedish these words, God is love. Were they thoughtless to inscribe God is love over a tempted and anguished Jesus? No, no. In those words, God is love, the worshipers found assurance for themselves that their obedience unto death was not the end of the story. That picture reveals something of God's love and mercy for the world. Whatever their intentions, the impact was affected. The God who demands radical obedience to his will is also a God whose glory is shown in love. Now, in 1974, the novelist Frederick Buechner and a photographer named Lee Bolton published a coffee table art book that was originally entitled The Faces of Christ. That book included all kinds of photographs of Byzantine icons, great altar pieces, and some works by some Western artists, but it also had photographs of drawings by 10-year-olds, 10-year-old American children. And while their collection from the Christian art of Asia and Africa was not extensive, they also gave examples of how the face of Christ is refracted in all sorts of cultures, especially the cultures of Japan and Africa. Surely it was not the intention of every artist, not to mention every child with crayons or every illustrator of Sunday school books, to somehow show the light of the knowledge of God in the faces of Jesus. But those drawings, those etchings, those carvings gave an unmistakable sign of all the crucial events in Jesus' life, many of them to show how the knowledge of the light of God is refracted in his particular events. So for instance, if we can speak of the pain of God, it is vividly portrayed in the Man of Sorrows. The story of the crucifixion is a very moving story, but it's enhanced, as Jim said, by Bach's music to give it more vividness. Or to meditate on a crucifix in a Franciscan mission church in New Mexico makes the story even more vivid. The eyes of Jesus will show pain and sorrow and compassion even at the same time. These depictions all show both the cost of faithfulness to God and the anguish that must be God's own anguish himself. Somehow all those faces of Christ, in particular context and events in his ministry, show us the knowledge of the glory of God in remarkable ways, in particular ways. The more light it sheds on the knowledge of God is because it shows the particularity of Jesus' ministry. For instance, the Spanish painter El Greco paints Christ cleansing the temple. It is surely pointing to the sorrowful wrath of God. There is a face of Jesus expressing pathos and anger. There is the right arm of Jesus raised against the merchandising of the temple. The light of the knowledge of God comes to us in specific, particular details. So this light shines out of the darkness. The light of the knowledge of God is given in the face of Jesus, indeed in the many faces of Jesus. The knowledge of God's love and care, God's wrath, God's sorrow, God's claim upon us to be faithful even in the midst of difficulties. Consider the many faces of Jesus that you have seen in paintings. The infant Jesus, in his mother's loving arms. The compassionate Jesus, unwilling to condemn the woman at the well. The seemingly triumphant Jesus, riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. The angry Jesus, cleansing the temple courtyard. The anguished and tempted Jesus in Gethsemane. The suffering and dying Jesus, the man of sorrows, nailed to a cross. And finally, the risen Jesus in all of his glory. That light shines out of the darkness, but that light also shines into our darkness, the darkness within us, the darkness within our world. That darkness can be seen in the poverty in the midst of our wealth, the hunger in the midst of plenty, the unemployment in the midst of financial security, the imprisonment in the midst of so much freedom, the fear of war in the midst of arsenals of weapons, too many even to use, the darkness in loneliness, the darkness in our moral cowardice. The darkness is not too easy. It is well within our grasp. And this darkness leads us to cowardice that rationalizes for the sake of some modest good. It is the darkness in our arrogance. If the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Christ does not expose our own darkness and the darkness in the world, it has not done its work. That light shines into darkness, and the many faces of Jesus powerfully claim our religion, our allegiance, and powerfully enhance our sensibilities, and our affections are moved by his face. Sisters and brothers, let the light shine out of darkness. It has shone. Let light shine into the darkness. The light of the knowledge of God and in the face of Jesus. And may that light shine into our lives. So blessing and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power are given to God alone and to Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Thanks be to God. Amen.